Care of the mind has not always been viewed in the same way as care of the body. You break a bone, you go to the doctor. You break down and have some trouble coping with life, you might suffer in silence. Over time, mental health care comes more into par with physical health care, both in availability of services and in societal attitudes toward them. Tomorrow night, March 21st, Medford Library will be the site of a mental health services information forum. We invited some of the participating agencies to join us for a preview. So in the studio, I have Lori Hoagland, who's a nurse practitioner at La Clinica. Lori, thanks for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange once again.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
And two guests join us on the phone. We have Rick Rollins, who is Jackson County Mental Health's Outpatient and Crisis Services Manager. Hi, Rich.
Hi. Good to be here.
And Kristen Mazzocchi is with us as well from Columbia Care. Kristen, thank you for joining us.
Hi. Good morning.
So let's start with some of the basics there about Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, as people choose to call it, made some changes in how insurance treats mental health care. Can you tell us about the kinds of changes that came about, Kristen?
Actually, I'll go ahead and talk a little bit about that.
Go ahead, Rick.
So about 6 years ago, the state of Oregon chose to expand Medicaid, and with that came the creation of coordinated care organizations, so CCOs. And with that also came the ability for people who previously did not qualify for Medicaid. With the expansion, they were able to have more people qualify to receive Medicaid coverage. So really the increase drastically increased the number of people who were able to qualify for Medicaid. And so the numbers really shot up quite significantly about 5 years ago of people that were now covered on Medicaid.
By about what number do we know, Rick?
So I think previously there was about 25,000 people in Jackson County that were covered, and then it shot up to over 50,000 people in Jackson County that were covered on Medicaid. So more than doubled.
Wow.
Within the first, about 6 months to a year of the expansion.
Now, for all in health insurance plans, mental health care has approximately come into a par with physical health care. Is that right?
There is legislation, yes, that parity for those that have private insurance, that they are supposed to cover mental health with the same level of services that they would cover physical health. And that was part of the Parity Act, with the idea that mental health still needs to be covered. People still need to be able to get in to see therapists and have services covered by their private insurance. Medicaid coverage has always been very good at covering mental health. The Parity Act was really focused more on the private insurance world.
So the Jackson County Mental Health Services Information Forum that we referenced at the outset of this conversation, that'll be tomorrow at 6:30 to 8:30 at the Medford Library. What are some of the goals in getting that set up, Lori Hoagland?
Well, I am chair of the Healthcare Caucus of the local Jackson County Democratic Party, and our platform is to support healthcare for all at the time of need. And so this year we are focusing on really making the community aware of the resources that are here. And we decided to start with mental health because the stigma of mental illness often keeps people from getting health care quickly. And I think we need to normalize mental illness and make it easier for people to get the care early rather than wait until they're in a crisis situation. So our hope is that by bringing various services in the community to a public forum, we can have a community conversation with patients and with all the services that are available to them.
I think the last time we had a conversation about mental health care on the exchange, I used the term stigma myself and got a challenge from somebody in an email, and it was a point well taken. When we talk about a stigma, who does it come from and who's it aimed at?
Well, that's a very good question. I can speak as a nurse practitioner working in primary care and tell you that it's often the last thing that a patient will bring up. You have a 20-minute appointment, and they're going to talk to you about things that are less threatening. And then at the very end comes the big And it can be pretty, intense, sometimes suicidal thoughts, grief, anxiety. And so I think it's something that we kind of, it's a part of the culture, really, and in kind of plays out in different ways depending upon the culture that the patient comes from.
All right, so certainly some obstacles in people seeking out care. Kristen Mazzocchi, tell us how Columbia Care is involved in delivery of mental health services.
Sure. We have a variety of services in the area. I am the outpatient director of our outpatient program. So we have a couple of clinics, one in downtown Medford on Main Street and one in Central Point. And we offer open access every day of the week on Tuesdays and Thursdays out in Central Point and on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday in Medford from 9:30 to 2 o'clock where folks can come on in and they don't need to schedule an appointment. They can walk in and they will meet with a mental health therapist and talk about what their needs are. They can receive a mental health assessment or a screening or whatever their need is at the time. And at that point, we'll get them connected to the folks to deliver whatever services are needed.
What kinds of requirements for whether they have insurance coverage or OHP or anything like that?
Sure. We serve primarily clients who are with Jackson Care Connect, which is OHP. We can also serve clients who are Medicare. We have a limited capacity there, but we are able to serve a small amount of clients on Medicare, as well as some private insurance, but our primary clientele are folks with Jackson Care Connect insurance.
So, Rick Rollins, is there a bit of an obstacle for somebody seeking, I mean, in addition to whatever sorts of things they may feel themselves about their own desire to look for care? I mean, are there obstacles in terms of, and just the things we've rattled off in the last couple of minutes, Columbia Care, Jackson Care Connect, Jackson County Health and Human Services, La Clinica, it sounds like this could get to be confusing for somebody fairly quickly.
I think that's the biggest change that's happened in the community in the last couple of years. I talked about 5 or 6 years ago with the expansion of Medicaid and the creation of the CCOs. At the time, both of our coordinated care organizations in Jackson County, we have two of them. One of them is Jackson Care Connect and the other one is All Care. They both contracted for their mental health services with the county, so Jackson County Mental Health. But over the last couple of years, they've both instead now contract with private agencies. And so that's just been a change that's, I think initially was very confusing. It's probably frustrating for clients as they had to transition to different agencies. But now it's if somebody has All Care coverage, then they will receive services at Options. And if somebody has Jackson Care Connect coverage, then they'll receive services at Columbia Care for adults and Kairos for adolescents and children. And so it's been a change. But I think the community is stabilizing with understanding, you know, depending on your insurance coverage, where you're going to go. Whereas before it was kind of one stop, everybody came to Jackson County Mental Health. Now it's just spread out more different community partners and different community agencies that are providing those services.
Is there an ability for the so-called warm handoff that term has come into use a lot more lately? If you go to an agency that can't deliver the services, does that agency at least have the capability to direct you softly to the place that can help you?
Yeah, I think, and we certainly, when we were doing the transitions back when the change happened a couple of years ago, we did a lot of warm handoffs at that point. Now, if somebody comes in at Jackson County Mental Health, we still run our 24/7 crisis department. And so people can come here regardless of what insurance coverage they have. We'll work with them through the crisis. And then if they want ongoing services, then we'll do a warm handoff to one of the partner agencies, depending on what their insurance coverage is. And I think both Columbia Care and Options would also say that they, you know, they work well with the other agencies and trying to make sure people get to the provider that's going to serve them, that's contracted with it through their insurance.
Definitely. If somebody comes into our walk-in clinic and has All Care, we will help get them to where they need to be and start the initial process for them.
So you can actually begin to help them with the paperwork or the whatever the entry process is?
We can help. I mean, they're depending on the situation, we'll help navigate the system and help get them to where they need to go.
We are talking about mental health care and specifically with a focus on Jackson County. Our guests are Lori Hoagland from La Clinica, a nurse practitioner there, and as you heard, also involved with the Democratic Party in Oregon, which is putting on the Mental Health Services Information Forum tomorrow night. Rick Rollins is with Jackson County Mental Health, the Outpatient and Crisis Services Manager, and Kristen Mazzocchi is with Columbia Care. You can join us on the exchange with your questions, your comments at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So both of you, Rick and Kristen, just mentioned when people are in crisis. So when people are in mental health crisis, if they are not capable of seeking services, what's the best avenue for somebody who's concerned about them and wants to help them?
Mm-hmm. So, again, Jackson County Mental Health, we run our 24/7 crisis line. It's staffed 24/7 by master's or PhD level clinicians, and they can call us. The phone number is 541-774-8201, and we can assist with the crisis situation, help them if they want assistance for ongoing services. We can help connect them for ongoing services. During the day, people can walk in to our location, downtown Medford, the Health and Human Services building, and we will see them. Again, regardless of what insurance coverage they do or don't have, we see everybody if they are in a crisis, and then we will help connect them for ongoing services, wherever that may be once the crisis is over.
All right, so 541-774-8201 is Jackson County's line?
Correct.
And that's open all day, all night?
Correct.
Just in terms of numbers, since there are more people covered by insurance, let me deal with that first. Are there more providers now? I mean, has Jackson County been able to add, and I don't mean just the county itself, but all providers in the county have been able to add to the people they have on staff to help people with mental health issues?
You know, that was something that specifically Jackson County Mental Health really worked on several years ago when we had this expansion of Medicaid and really did a national push to get people hired, trying to not just take from other community partners, but really trying to get people from around the country to come in. And so we were able to increase our numbers. I don't know that we ever got enough people hired to really meet the need, but now there's other agencies that are also kind of having that same effort to try to get people to come to the Rogue Valley to work here. And I guess I'd let Kristen and Options, who aren't on the line right now, but could kind of speak to the efforts that they continue to have in order to get enough staff. It's an ongoing challenge.
Absolutely. Staffing has been a challenge, just finding folks that have the qualifications and experience to be able to do this kind of work has been challenging in the region. But we also have, you know, been looking at how our systems are set up and trying to streamline things to be able to open up access and reach more folks. And that's, you know, over the past 3 or 4 months, that's been really successful for us.
Since there are more people covered that we've talked about by insurance plans, are there more people seeking services? Is there a definite upswing in what we're seeing in terms of people seeking mental health services across the county?
We have seen that. Columbia Care has. So we took over this about a little over 2 years ago, and the penetration rate has increased significantly during that period of time. So there have been a lot more folks coming through our doors than we anticipated. It's leveled off at this point, but for those first 2 years, it was quite a bit more folks coming in.
So, Lori Hoagland, I don't know that you'll have people showing up in crisis for the Jackson County Mental Health Services Information Forum tomorrow night, but you'll have people who are interested to know what they should do in the future should something arise with themselves or other people. First of all, who would you like to see show up for the forum?
Well, I hope that we get a really good turnout of community members from all different parts of our county, because I think that there are areas where things are sparser than others. And some parts of the county have more difficulty because of their rural place in getting transportation and access. But we've tried to publicize this as much as possible. I've been incredibly impressed with the openness and interest on the part of the mental health services, my colleagues who work both at Columbia Care, at Asante, their behavioral health unit, Options, but also La Clinica, and I think that there isn't, and I've had several people come to me who are working with veterans, so I think that they really want to make people more aware of what's out there, and so I'm really excited, and I hope we get a really good turnout.
Let me repeat, in Jackson County in crisis, there is a phone number to call, staffed 24 hours a day, 541-774-8201. If it hasn't gotten to a crisis point, though, I mean, if you're used to the process of picking a doctor to take care of your skin, your eyes, your bones, you may have no idea who or how to first approach someone. So what would be some of the suggestions for people not in crisis about where to turn first, Lori?
Well, a couple of things. I would say about 25% of the people I see on a day-to-day basis in primary care have emotional issues that come up in their appointment. We in our clinic do have embedded people. We have a therapist and we have wellness coaches so that we can address some of the concerns immediately, because sometimes that's really the best time. And then we do a warm handoff, you might say, especially most of our patients at La Clinica, not most, but many of them are OHP patients. So they would be seen by Columbia Care or by Options or by Kairos. And so I'm really actually excited to have some time just to kind of be together tomorrow night, because we're all working really hard in different places and we don't always get that chance.
Not if we get a chance to see each other, sure. It sounds like, though, that it's a good idea if you have a primary care provider that you trust, at least ask that person to bring it up there. Okay. And it gets brought up late, as you mentioned, in the conversations. Okay. We've learned a few things already. There's a Jackson County Mental Health Services Information Forum tomorrow night. That's Thursday, the 21st of March, 6:30 to 8:30 at the Medford Library. Lori Hoagland from La Clinica has been instrumental in setting it up. She's a nurse practitioner there. Rick Rollins is the outpatient and crisis services manager at Jackson County Mental Health. Kristen Mazzocchi is with Columbia Care. Thank you all for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.